Hi, I'm Henry Ryan, President of Christian Leaders Institute, and we are so happy about this class, and I get to be part of this class. This topic is dear to me because I see the opportunities by which God is using to launch women of faith in every country of the world to proclaim Christ. So after each of these segments, we have a little opportunity to discuss questions. Many of the questions will come from you, where you've asked this question. Many of you, women and men, in ministry are wondering about some of these topics, and of course they're not addressed much because we just found out that there's not really hardly an indigenous woman writer. So Dr. Osik, I'm so glad.
You can call me Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn. Okay, so Carolyn, I am so happy to hear some of this. As I listened, I was wondering about a comment you made about later. Some of the perspective, especially as it's written about women, are written more by the upper ranks of society. Mm-hmm. And yet the early church starts out really with poor. The fishermen are poor. The early church starts that way. What do you make of that disparity?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because the New Testament really is one of a few examples from the early Roman Empire, from the first and second centuries, in which you have literature written by the non-elites.
Interesting.
Yeah. There are some other examples, some of the Roman poets and satirists, people like Juvenal. But the New Testament is right in there as a very helpful indicator of what some non-elites were thinking. And when I say non-elites, you know, they're not the dregs of society. I mean, these are literate people. They have a certain level of education. Paul certainly had a very good education. But they are not from the elites of the society, which is a very clearly delineated social level.
Okay, so on that, think about that era in history, too, where being able to write and be able to have literature training that a lot of the classes in society had, that they had access to writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about like the Apostle John. When I read him in Greek, see, so of course we know that New Testament's written in Koine Greek mainly, but there are pieces where you get like John is writes a very simple Greek.
The Gospel of John is written in some of the simplest Greek. You know, often when you're teaching introductory biblical Greek, you start with either the Gospel of John or the first letter of John, because the grammar is so simple.
Yeah.
And in that case, the grammar is simple and the meaning is not.
Right. So what the point I'm making is, here you have people in a sense, more lower ranked society, not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's not this established organization, and John writes in simple Greek with powerful meaning.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Then you have the Apostle Paul, and he's an educated rabbi, highly intense, knows language very well, and he writes a very powerful but more complicated language.
Very definitely. More educated, more complex literary structures. Yeah.
So one more question I was just wondering about. So as we think about each of our lives, because some of you may be in Africa, you understand not having a lot of resources, but you have a smartphone and you're doing ministry training, and it's just so awesome. And then we have some of you in America, you're doing this on your Macintosh, and you have a computer, and you have the whole gamut of things. In some ways, is there a bias that we readers bring? We talked about the literary bias of the writers.
Mm-hmm.
But comment briefly about the literary bias of the readers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I said something about that. But the literary bias of the readers. How do we approach things from our own context? What do we expect to find?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find usually what we expect to find, unless somebody points out to us, oh, there's also this, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's true.
You know, my wife, who loves to learn and loves to teach, always says, see what you see, don't see what you think you see.
Oh, that's very good. That's very
okay.
good.
See what you, and that's one of the things that she's guided me in my life is, And I've made some amazing avoidances, I should put it that way, of huge mistakes, because she reminds me, see what you see, don't see what you think you see.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been a powerful woman of faith in my life.
Mm-hmm.
As we read these things, that's probably our danger is to, as you mentioned, the problem with women as special topic is to, you know, in a sense, we're on a hunt. It's a little bit of a mystery discovery. We're looking for clues.
A mystery discovery of half the population.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
So, okay. What a journey. This is an exciting journey. You're on it with us. Welcome aboard. I can't wait to see what the Lord is going to reveal and what Carolyn is going to share to give us next and more insights about this very important topic.